Hi, this is Kara from the Pure Rock Shop on 91.7 FM, WNJR, Washington, Pittsburgh. I'm on the line with Ryan Roxy. Ryan, how are you?
How you doing, Kara? What's happening?
It's cold and rainy here in Pittsburgh. How are things in Sweden?
You got it exactly the same as we do. It's cold and rainy here in Stockholm, Sweden right now, and it's April. Come on, man.
It's been the longest January ever here, so we're hoping that we'll see spring soon.
Yeah, I know. Everyone's saying that this is going to be our Swedish summer, and I'm saying, get me out on tour so I can get to the sun.
There you go. Well, so, you know, when we last spoke, you were working on your new solo material. Tell us about the new album, Imagine Your Reality.
I'm really excited about this new album. It's my first self-titled solo album that I've ever put out in the whole time I've been making records. I put albums out under the name Roxy 77, DPM, and been in a bunch of other bands with other than Alice Cooper and Slash.
Right.
Everyone seems to know those too. But this is my first legit solo record, and I'm really excited the way it turned out.
So who do you have performing on the album with you?
I have a lot of special guests that came down. Actually, of all the instruments, we had the most drummers, because I think drummers really do dictate a style of a certain song. And since there are a lot of styles on this album, even though it's all a rock and roll album, there's different subgenres. There's some punk rock in there, alternative, a little bit riff rock. So we had four different drummers that played on it. Glenn Sobel from the Alice Cooper Band played on it as well. Anton from Roxy 77, a seven. Annapolis from Sweden played it. And our producer, Christopher Fallen, played on it. But we also had a guest vocalist, a certain guest vocalist named Robin Zander from the band Cheap Trick, and he actually guest vocaled on a song called California Man.
Yeah, I saw the lyric video for that yesterday. Very cool.
Cool. Thanks for checking it out. Well, hopefully all the listeners will check it out as well.
Absolutely. So how did you end up getting Robin to sing on the album?
I guess prayers being answered in one way, to be honest with you. I mean, Cheap Trick was one of those bands that I listened to growing up. They were sort of my poster idols, the guys I wanted to emulate. And eventually, through years of playing with Alice Cooper, we toured with them. We became pretty close. And then when the opportunity arose for me to make this record, I figured, why not have one of my heroes help me out on a song that I was inspired by that they had recorded. So California Man, the song that Robin appears on, was on their album Heaven Tonight. It's not a really a Cheap Trick song. It's actually a song from a band called The Move, which it later became Electric Light Orchestra. So I recorded a cover of a cover.
Very cool. Well, I'm sure that was really special having him contribute to your solo release. So I've got to ask you, I know you've been busy touring with Alice. How did you have time to work on your own music and pull together this album?
Well, we were just talking about it being cold and wet and rainy and dark. Well, that's kind of the way Sweden is the entire time when we are off tour with Alice. We were very thankful that Alice loves to tour all the time, and this lineup, you know, is always ready and willing to go out, but there are days off during the tour. And I'll be honest with you, between the sort of long winter that we had after the tour, I guess it would be around this time last year, I was, you know, any long day off that we had, I'd be in the studio with the producer, or I'd be on the phone with him and recording tracks back and forth and sending them. I'll be honest with you, three of the tracks, of which Tommy Hendrickson produced three of the tracks, were recorded. The majority of the parts, the guitars, the lead vocals, and a lot of the overdubs were recorded in hotel rooms while we were on tour with Alice Cooper on days off. So we just didn't relax on days off. We kept going and we kept working. And I thought the songs that Tommy Hendrickson produced came out really cool, had a different style than the songs that Christopher Fallon produced that we did here in Sweden, but they seem to really work well together and complement each other on the entire album.
Okay. So, you know, you talked about like the different subgenres. Is that where the inspiration came for the cover of the album with the different colors and the different pictures of you?
Well, thanks for catching that, because the album is entitled Imagine Your Reality.
Uh-huh.
And there are three different sort of realities that I see myself as.
Okay.
And this sort of this business sort of minded suit rock and roll vibe. Then it's the vibe that I think a lot of people know me as when I play guitar for Alice Cooper.
Uh-huh.
And then it's my sort of hanging around Stockholm playing, being inspired by, there's a big indie rock scene here, a big alternative rock scene here. And that's sort of me being a little bit more, I guess, Stockholm rock and roll. But they all those three looks, again, seem to so sort of complement each other and work together on this album. And, of course, with the colors of red, white, and blue, I've always been pretty patriotic.
Okay, very cool. Yeah, I saw that there's, you know, different colored vinyl and guitar picks and everything going along with the new release. Do you think that, you know, that helps people have incentive to get a physical copy of something? I know everything seems to be digital these days, but I know I still like to have something tangible in my hand. So I'm guessing that's the goal with, you know.
Well, for me, the whole experience of this album and imagining your reality, like the title says, is to have something tangible in your hands and listen to this music like the way I listened to music growing up. I mm-hmm. want people to sit there and read the lyrics that are on
right.
the back cover. And if they have to do it, you know, in a different way, like by going on to what I'm going to end up doing is putting all the lyrics up online.
Okay.
And if someone wants to listen to it digitally, they can read along with it and read the little liner notes and the stories behind it. Because for me, that was always very interesting to look at these album jackets and read the liner notes that had, you know, sometimes they gave inspiration and clues about where the songs came from. And that's what I did before each song. Although there's even the whole lyrics are there as well, there's also stories about how each song came about.
Yeah, that's very cool. I know when I was a kid, I always would go through the lyrics and learn the words to the songs. And that's something I think we definitely are missing now with having all the MP3s on our phone and, you know, not picking up a disc or an album and learning.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that's somehow why lyric videos have gotten very popular lately, because at least you can read what the lyrics are and sort of imagine what the author is thinking. Sometimes mm-hmm. lyric videos, they do give you a narrative of what they want you to see in the video. But in straight ahead lyrics, you can just use your imagination. And that's the way I grew up listening to records.
Yeah. Yeah. Times are definitely changing. I know sometimes, you know, I have the phone on shuffle if I go for a run and I don't even know what band I'm listening to. So, yeah, very different.
It became a sort of more about songs instead of albums. And I can
right.
appreciate that because I do like finding new bands all the time. I discover new bands from doing a shuffle on my Spotify, for instance. Like I'll
right.
go on and pick one of my favorite songs on Spotify and then hit radio or shuffle or whatever you want, and I'll discover a new band. And hopefully some people discover me that way as well, because my songs are on Spotify, and if anyone wants to go on there. But, you know, at the end of the day, I want people to sit down with the album and listen to track 1 to track 10, because I think it's one of those albums that's very easy to listen to in one sitting, whether you're in your car or whether you're in your home or whether you're just walking around the city. I think it's a cool record to listen from track 1 to track 10.
Cool. So tell us what the official release date is and how fans in the U.S. can get a copy of the album.
Well, right now, the pre-orders are going hard and heavy. We're doing really good with them right now. I'm really happy with it, and I'm really proud of it, and I'm really thankful to all the people that have pre-ordered the album so far. But that's, you can find it directly on any of my social media sites. There's a link to it, but the easiest way is ryanroxy.com, and it'll lead you right to the Bellyache Records site, which they're putting out the vinyl. Now okay. You can check out those different vinyl packages that you were talking about.
Yeah.
And the official drop date for the album is May 25th. But, like I said, we are taking pre-orders, and every time someone pre-orders something, we're giving like little clues and secrets away, like that they get, people that pre-order the album will get to hear certain tracks off the album before anybody else does.
Okay.
They'll get to see certain lyrics, videos that we have released, that we will release, but they'll get to see them before. So the whole idea is to sort of get in with our in crowd early.
Okay.
So you can sort of become a part of our team and hopefully part of our movement that helps get us to play your town, for instance,
sure,
when we come into the States next time.
So what's next for you? Do you have tour plans in place right now for the solo release?
Well, I've done it. I've done so much talking about the record. I'm ready to play.
Yeah.
I really, really talked about the record a lot this last, you know, few months, and definitely because we're in the home stretch of the release, I've been doing a lot of interviews talking about this record and, you know, hyping it up. So I'm hyped myself to just go out there and start playing it. There is going to be a Midwest tour of the U.S., and I'm not sure how far east we get because you're Pennsylvania, right?
Yeah, we're on the border with Ohio, so if you get into Ohio,
well,
that
might be
good
for some of your listeners to go check out. I think that might have seen an Ohio date somewhere, but look at the ryanroxy.com website and check out the tour dates, and that's going to be in middle of July.
Okay.
After the, and then I'll be hooking up with Alice in August, and we'll be going all across the U.S. in August and September, October. So we're busy. We're happy. We're ready to work.
We just got a tour date yesterday announced for Alice at Stage AE here in Pittsburgh on October 26th. So that'll make for a fun Halloween weekend.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Let's pray for the warm October weather, right?
Yes. Yeah. So very cool. Well, Ryan, I wanted to ask you one more thing. I saw a while ago you were doing guitar lessons on Facebook, and I wanted you to tell us how that works. Is it something you're still doing?
Yeah, it's a site called playalongmusic.com. I'm glad you brought that up.
Okay.
What we do is I offer a free month of guitar lessons on that site. They just go to playalongmusic.com/RyanRoxy. Or again, go to my website because the link is on there as well. And that you can sign up for a free month of guitar lessons. And I give really basic lessons and all the way up to more advanced stuff. But if you've never played a guitar before, I can teach you in a very quick time online with the lessons that I gave. And the cool thing about it is I do an interactive playback video with each song that's coming out on my solo album. So if you like the album, you'll be able to sit down basically with me and play it via video when you sign up for playalongmusic.com.
That sounds very cool. I know I've got two daughters that are.
Do you play yourself?
I played in high school, and by the time I got to college, I got so busy that I never really got to play. So I still have a couple guitars sitting downstairs, and my husband just started learning to play. And
well,
that's
my mission. I'm telling you, it's my mission on this album to get as many people inspired to get a guitar in their hands and start strumming, because I'll be honest with you, it's not as hard as guitar teachers might make it seem.
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes guitar teachers want to keep you around for a while, so it might, they might make it seem a little hard sometimes and complicated. It's six strings, and it's really basically, you know, six or seven, eight chords that you need to sort of grasp and get under your, you know, into your hardcore memory. But being honest with you, this album, because if you look at the cover, it's with me with three different guitars on.
Yeah.
It's a guitar-themed album, so hopefully by the end of the day, you listen to it, you hear all the guitar parts, you get inspired, and then maybe a year from now, you got a guitar in your hand as well.
Yeah, yeah. I know. We're fighting over them now because the girls want to play as well, and my oldest is just blows me away because she just hears things and starts playing it on guitar. So,
well, that's music to my ears when yeah. I hear people fighting about guitars instead of fighting about, you know, computer keyboards or, you know, headphones.
So, right. Yeah. So, we won't complain that she's down there, you know, playing Schools Out or, figuring out the intro to her favorite Nightwish song. So,
hey, you can be a DJ all you want. You know, you can be a DJ star all you want, as long as you have the Roxy record and you're playing that on your record player as well, too.
Very good.
I'm cool with it.
Well, Ryan, thank you so much for joining us today on 91.7 FM WNJR Washington, Pittsburgh. It's been great catching up with you again, and we hope that we will catch you sometime this summer, you know, on your own. If not, we'll definitely see you with Alice in October. So
it's always great to talk to you, and thanks for having me on, and hopefully we can do it again when we come through town.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Cheers. Have a good one.